You know who needs 100 amazing job search tips and advice? You do, and they're a gift to you from me. You'll get these free resources when you register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search, a free training webinar for you. Visit 5strengths.com/webinar to register now. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. It's for smart executives like you who are ready to take the next giant step in their careers. Now on to the show. Hello, this is Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today, I'd like to tell you about the 5 people you need to know on LinkedIn for your executive job search. There are 5 people you need to know on LinkedIn to advance your executive job search, and these are the people whose insights you will find helpful when you are in the process of exploring new roles, interviewing, and evaluating job search offers, but they're not who you think. The first person you need to know is a peer in another industry. So often we connect on LinkedIn with our own colleagues in our own company or in companies similar to our own. LinkedIn loves that we're part of a peer group, and actually the platform judges us and judges our relevance by the company we keep. However, as you search for a new role, you should consider exploring outside your company and outside your industry to learn what others at your level do and believe. At a minimum, you'll uncover the parallels between your job and your peer's job, but more likely, you'll discover the gaps between what you currently do in your job function and what a day in another industry might look like for the exact same job function. This sort of analysis will help you evaluate your own skill set, and perhaps it will help you set your job search strategy on a forward path if you don't necessarily want to stay in your current industry. The second person you need to meet is a superior in another industry. If you've ever wished you had a quote-unquote fairy godmother who could advise you on something sensitive, yet specifically related to your career, then this is your opportunity to find that mentor or trusted advisor. Perhaps this might be an executive in another industry, so they won't necessarily know your particular company or how things in your division work. But this person is a trusted expert in their own industry, and they're likely to have some insight into the way things generally work. As you will make it eminently clear in your request for 10 or 15 minutes of this person's valuable time, that you are not trying to take advantage of their position to get yourself a job in their company. With this ethical approach in mind, you can use this 10 minutes of their time to ask the questions that are important to you about your career advancement strategy and get advice from an impartial observer. The third person you need to have on your LinkedIn connection list is a recruiter specializing in your industry. Although your LinkedIn profile might not advertise that you're seeking a new executive role, perhaps to protect the position you currently have, you might want to connect with a specialized recruiter or two before you go into job search mode fully. First, you have to do some research to figure out which recruiters regularly place candidates in your industry and in your job function. And remember, these recruiters who might also place candidates in your company probably won't try to place you in another company, as this is a breach of ethics. So instead, with some discreet inquiries or a quick Google search, find the right recruiting firm and the right recruiter within that firm and send a brief, polite invitation via LinkedIn to connect with one or two of these people. Remember, however, that recruiters do not work with you or for you. They work for the companies that pay them their fees for placing executives like yourself with unique and rare skill sets. So you might want to mention in your introductory note exactly what your unique selling proposition is. And in any case, don't ask them to find you a job. That is not what they do. Again, if you follow the money, they're getting paid by the companies who need rare and unusual talent. So be that rare and unusual talent when you're talking to these recruiters. The fourth person you need to know is a peer in a company that interests you. Your first thought in connecting with someone in a company that you're targeting might be to go straight to the hiring executive. Rather than initiating a relationship with a company with an implied request for a position, start by connecting with people at your level, or below your level for that matter. They might have some unique insights into the way the company works, and it's likely easier to make a friend with someone at your own level than with someone who sits at a level far above yours. Down the road, this person might be willing to go to bat for you with his or her own manager or the manager of another department simply on the basis of the good relationship you have built over time. It's always a good idea to build this kind of advocacy within the organization, so when the hiring executive comes around to people and says, hey, do you know so-and-so? They say, yes, we know who this person is, and we know they're a solid citizen, and we would love to be the conduit to introduce you to them. Last person, number five. The connector in any industry. It might help you to get to know with and connect with on LinkedIn a few LinkedIn Lions or connectors. Lions are LinkedIn Open Networkers. That's an acronym. These are people who seem to know everyone and have connections across industries and across companies. They tend to be outgoing and they are willing to make introductions. It might be wise to set up a few minutes to talk to someone with these qualities once you have made that connection on LinkedIn to ask whether this connector knows someone who can help you based on the criteria that you are establishing up front. You're not going to make them guess who can help you. And also who they'd be willing to introduce you to based on the level of connection that they have with the individual. And they can use LinkedIn, of course, email, or they can even set up a phone call for you if that's going to work for them. One thing to bear in mind when you think about making connections with these five types of people on LinkedIn is that you need to plant your tree long before you expect to have shade. So long before you are going to be in your job search, or you, at the point of time where you think you might down the road be engaging in a job search, that is the time when it is wise to refresh your existing connections, make new ones, and figure out who might be a valuable contact down the road. When you have existing relationships with people and you're not approaching them with a request for something, you're going to have a much greater degree of credibility with them. And if you can help them out, that's a great way to foster a good relationship long before you need something as well. Thanks again. I'm Amy L. Adler, and today we're talking about the five people you need to know on LinkedIn. You can find me on fivestrengths.com/iTunes. You can subscribe there or subscribe at fivestrengths.com/Stitcher, or if you want to pick up the phone and call, 801-810-5627. I look forward to your call.